Giant paddles rotate slowly through water that just entered a treatment facility from a pipe that stretches a mile and a half into Lake Michigan. Manager Michael Sullivan says this is the first step in removing sediment and other particles from the water.
What we do is we've added our coagulant. We've got paddle wheels that are mixing that coagulant with the water.
The treatment facility is owned by nearby Oak Creek. That's where Waukesha plans to purchase water. Sullivan says that's a good deal for Oak Creek residents.
We're projecting a 20% rate reduction for Oak Creek as a result of bringing Waukesha on. So not profit motivated, but that's a huge motivation for us, you know, that we can keep our rates down for our customers.
Waukesha needs water because its wells are contaminated with radium. It got the okay to access Lake Michigan because of that problem and because it's in a county that straddles the Great Lakes Basin. Some 30 miles west, Waukesha Superintendent Jeff Herenda doesn't even utter the word wastewater as he shows off his clean water plant. Over his 25-year career, Herenda says he's orchestrated two major upgrades. One was a UV disinfection system to tackle bacteria. Another is this 84-foot-tall biodigester that starts removing pathogens from the sludge that remains after treatment, a process known as anaerobic digestion.
It's kind of neat just to be standing underneath this thing. We think about there's 1.1 million gallons of solids above your head. The whole thing is actually held up above the brick. There's a steel wall on the outside. They call it the ring wall. It goes by gravity over to the second digester, but we're getting very little additional solids reduction in that tank. This thing is doing all the work right now.
From the clean water plant, the water will be piped into the Root River. It meanders and ultimately empties into Lake Michigan and downtown Racine. Mayor John Dickert is one of the biggest opponents of the Waukesha plan. He says it threatens Racine's most popular tourist attraction. North Beach was once a polluted eyesore. Today it's rated as one of the best around.
So now you're going to impact my beach, which brings in just one event alone in the summertime. Our triathlon brings in about $3 to $5 million in revenue to my beach. And I have roughly on a good summer 200,000 people swimming on a beach in a city of 80,000.
Waukesha will be required to monitor its impact on the Root River system, yet Dickert remains dissatisfied.
So what I need to know is who's paying for it and who's doing it, because I want an independent body, or are people doing it, because I want to know that the results are accurate.
Dickert is part of a group of over 120 U.S. and Canadian mayors calling for Waukesha's diversion request to be reconsidered. Waukesha Water Utility General Manager Dan Dugniak is confident the decision will hold. He says right now engineers are designing the path Waukesha's pipelines will follow. The city spent more than 5 years and $5 million to reach this point. Dugniak estimates the project will cost at least $206 million.
We are confident that they've done everything responsibly and that the decision was made in an open, transparent forum with all the information available to everyone, and we are full speed ahead.
At least for now. Opponents have been promised another hearing by the Great Lakes States, which allowed Waukesha access to Lake Michigan. The hearing could come as soon as February 6th. This is Susan Bentz of Milwaukee Public Radio for Great Lakes Today.